Good afternoon, Unalaska, and welcome to Unalaska Fisheries Report. Today is Friday, December 4th, and this is your host, Frank Kelty, calling in from Anchorage, Alaska, where I've been attending Board of Fish meetings earlier this week. And then we have the North Pacific Council kicking off on Monday, December 7th. Well, I'll give a quick update on some of the actions taken by the Board of Fisheries Monday through Tuesday. They deliberated on Pacific cod proposals for the Aleutian Islands, Alaska Peninsula, and Chinook areas, and took some significant actions. I'll just touch on a couple of the main proposals that impact the Unalaska Bering Sea area. On Proposal 14, they changed the amount of the guideline harvest level for the Dutch Harbor area subdistrict fishery. As you may recall, that fishery had about an 18 million pound quota and is getting ready to start its third year in January. The Board of Fish changed the percentage allocation from 3% to 6.4% of the guideline harvest level from the ABC amount of the federal water fishery. The way the state waters are prosecuted is they take allocation away from the federal water fishery and transfer it to the state. So this is a major increase going up to 6.4%, and that should put that fishery in the range of from 18 million into close to around to 40 million pounds, so more than doubled. A lot of that depends on what the North Pacific Council does next week on what they set the ABC amount at, but we expect it should be in the range of anywhere from 37 to 40 million pounds, so a significant increase for the vessels that fish the Dutch Harbor Subdistrict and state waters. They also, on that proposal, changed the way the ADAC area state water fishery worked. As some of you may know, that was an A and B season out there, and now they've switched it since there's been very little fishing activity in the B season from August 1st through the end of the year, that they've put the majority of that, well, all that allocation for state water into the A season fishery. So they'll have better fishing like they do in February, March, and April that will help out vessels working in that area. So that's a significant change. They didn't really, well, we don't know what the guideline harvest allocation is going to be for the Aleutians area, but it'll be somewhere between 3.3% and some other slightly higher amount from the Aleutian Island ABC amount from the federal water guideline harvest level. So we'll have to see what that turns out. But the significant one is what they did for the Dutch Harbor subdistrict. Proposal 15, they I think I already talked about the allocation increase, but they also increased the fishing area for the Dutch Harbor subdistrict. They now have moved the fishery all the way out from 167 degrees west longitude to 170 west longitude. That's a significant increase in area, and I assume with the increase in the allocation for that state water fishery that there's going to be more participation. So they'll have some more room to the west from Unimak Island west to the 170 line, which is the start of the Aleutian District. So that will give them more area. But they did keep all the federal sea lion rookery and sea lion haul-out closures in effect. So some of those areas will have sizable area taken away for the protection of stellar sea lions. But that is a significant a benefit, I think, to spread the fleet out. And I know, like, Dustin Dickerson has been wanting to fish in that 167 to 170 area for many years and has been trying to get it open. So from 0 to 3 miles, that will be opening up, but the protection measures for sea lions and rookeries and haulouts will still be in effect. So that's a significant a benefit with the larger increase and probably more vessels that will be moving into that state water fishery. And just to remind everybody, that's a 58 and under boat fishery and for pots only for that area. Some of the other, I think I'll just touch on one other major Board of Fish proposal. Proposal 17 was going to increase this vessel size from 58 feet to 125 in state water fisheries. That was defeated by the board 7-0. The 58 and under Pequot fishery was designed for small boats, and the board did not entertain increasing the vessel size limits, allowing larger pot boats into the district. And Proposal 19 had to do with the Aleutian Island sub-district to allow larger catcher processor freezer longliners into the Aleutian Island district state waters starting either August 1st or September 1st, but that was taken as no action since they took away the B season opportunity and put everything into the A season fishery. So there won't be any freezer longliner catcher vessels working in state waters during the B season in the Aleutian district. So that's some of the hot topics there. I think we'll move on to federal water fisheries next. And moving on to the North Pacific Council, which opens up on Monday. The December meeting is always a pressure-packed meeting. As everyone knows, the Bering Sea and Gulf of Alaska harvest allocation or specifications are decided at the December meeting, so there'll be lots of topics there. I think we're looking in real good shape for the Bering Sea Aleutian Island groundfish fisheries. The plan team recommendations were very strong for pollock and cod, a slight downturn for some of the sole flatfish fisheries, but overall I think we'll have some pretty good total allowable catch numbers coming out of this December meeting, so that will be should be some good news here in 10 days or so. Some of the other issues before the North Pacific Council that are going to be contentious and probably have lots of testimony: the Gulf of Alaska will be working on Chinook salmon prohibited species catch, which will be trying to rein in the amount of bycatch in that the trawl fisheries on Chinook salmon. There's a whole host of halibut measures. We have the management measures on halibut in the Bering Sea area, which has to do with the prohibited species catch, bycatch limits for halibut in the trawl fisheries and longline fisheries in the Bering Sea. That will have a lot of work. We have halibut charter and recreational measures for the 2016 fishing season, which will have a lot of interest for the commercial side of the halibut fisheries of what allocations will be going to the charter and recreational side of the halibut fisheries. We have a proposal to allow trawling inside the Bristol Bay Red King Crab Savings Area, and this is an experimental fishing permit by the Amendment 80 sector to take a look inside some of these closed-off areas to them right now to see what the situation is in there for potential clean fishing and not very much bycatch. So that'll be decided on at this meeting, and I know the some of the crab organizations will be keeping real good track of that. We also have the Gulf of Alaska Trawl Bycatch Management Plan, which is the rationalization of the trawl fisheries in the Gulf of Alaska. That will take a lot of time. And we have program review of the American Fisheries Act, which is has to do with what they did for the pollock fisheries in the Bering Sea, a review of that program and how it's working. So a whole host of issues for that meeting, and I'll be calling in next Friday from the council meeting in Anchorage for the show. Moving on to the catch reports for the week, basically things have really slowed down on groundfish. Most all the ground fishing effort is closed off. There was only slightly more than 5,000 metric tons harvested last week. But I'll start off the catch reports by looking at our crab fisheries that are still ongoing in the Bering Sea. The Bristol Bay Red King Crab fishery wrapped up with 245 landings for 10 million pounds. 100% of the harvest level was taken by the crab fleet. Right now in the Bering Sea, we have the two Tanner Crab areas being worked. In the Eastern District, we've had 109 landings for 4.7 million pounds. There's still 7.3 million pounds to harvest. 45% of the Eastern District harvest has been taken. In the Tanner Crab fishery in the Western district of the Bering Sea. There's been 38 landings for about 1.5 million estimated. There's still 6.7 million pounds available to harvest there, and 18% of that allocation has been taken. Moving on to the Aleutian Island brown king crab, Eastern District closed about 3 weeks ago. There was about 38 landings in the Eastern District for 3.3 million pounds. 100% of that allocation was taken. In the Western District, we've had 22 landings for 1.1 million pounds estimated, and there's approximately 1.9 million pounds left to harvest. 36% of that allocation has been taken. And we're starting to see some landings on snow crab. Usually we don't see much until after the first of the year, but we've had 23 landings, most of them probably incidental with the Tanner crab fishery, but we're up to almost a half a million pounds of snow crab that have been processed, and there's still 39.6 million pounds left to harvest, and only 1% of the snow crab allocation of 40 million pounds has been taken. Moving on to groundfish. As I said, it's been very slow. About the main activity has been some Pacific cod. The freezer longliners had a real good week, 2,800 metric tons. They're up to 103,000 metric tons for the season and still have 7,400 metric tons available to harvest. The Amendment 80 trawl sector had 71 metric tons of harvest last week. They're at 27,131 metric tons for the season and have 5,000 metric tons still available to harvest. The catcher processor pot fleet, there's two vessels working that fishery, had 113 metric tons of harvest last week. They're at 6,000, a little over 6,000 metric tons for the season and have gone 200 metric tons over their allocation. The 60-over pop boats had 42 metric tons of harvest last week. They're at 10,370 metric tons for the year and have 6,200 metric tons still available. The 60-under fixed-gear vessels had a big week, 244 metric tons. They're at 8,500 metric tons for the season and have 3,800 metric tons still available to harvest. And the CDQ cod group had 90 metric tons of harvest. They're at 22,734 metric tons for the season and have a little under 3,000 metric tons still available to harvest. Yellowfin sole, about 700 metric tons last week. They've caught 126,000 for the season and still have 33,000 metric tons available. Rock sole, 43 metric tons last week. They're at 45,442 metric tons and still have 20,000 metric tons available to harvest. And the skate fishery had 520 metric tons of harvest. 26,421 metric tons has been harvested for the year, and they've gone almost 5,000 over their allocation. And the Pacific cod numbers that I talked about, they're going to change because just a few days ago, National Marine Fisheries had a big rollover of Pacific cod from some of the other fisheries that had quite a bit left. The trawl catcher vessel sector had quite a bit of Pacific cod that was transferred. They also transferred some from the catcher vessels pot gear vessels. So they transferred, looks like almost 6,000, a little over 6,000 metric tons, and that was transferred to the freezer longliners. To the catcher processors using pots, got 1,000 metric tons. So they did a little reallocation. So there'll be more fish for the freezer longline sector and the catcher processors using pots. So that wraps up this week's report. Just a note that the Unalaska Fish and Game Advisory Committee will be meeting December 16th. That's a Wednesday at 5:30 at the Burma Road Chapel. We'll be looking at some of the state water finfish and Unalaska trawl closure, bay closure for the pollock fleet will be on the agenda. And so we'll have, I think there's also a couple of game proposals that will be looked at. And we'll have some more information on what went on at the Pacific cod meeting when I get back from Anchorage. So have a great weekend. Happy holidays to everybody. And we'll go back to Lauren at KUCB Studios in downtown Unalaska.